We're up to Simon Shin Chav Hei. We'll be doing the first Sif. Sif Aleph, Mutar Lezamen Eini Yehudi B'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a non-Jew to your house for Shabbos. Unlike Yontif, where there's an Isser because there's a chash that you'll cook for him. On Shabbos, you don't cook for anyone. On Yontif, you're allowed to cook for a Jew, but not for a non-Jew. So they asked inviting a non-Jew because you may end up cooking for him. And not so on Shabbos. Umutar Litein Mezonos Lefonov B'Chotzer. Liochlan. You're allowed to put food in front of him in the court, in the Chotzer, in order for him to eat. Now, first of all, there's the kasha. Why, Tosas asks the kasha, why are you allowed to give food for him? Why is it any different than feeding a stray animal and feeding an animal that's not yours? The non-Jew is not yours. There's no reason why you have to feed him. So he says, since the halach is mefarjasin aniyei ovdei kachavim im aniyei yisrom mepnei darkei shalom. For darkei shalom, we do have a responsibility to care about non-Jews as well when it comes to food. So it's considered mezonos av alecha. And therefore, it's not tirchi yisera. Now, so what's the halacha? You're allowed to give him in the chotzer to eat. What is the issue? The issue is that if you give it to him in the chotzer, he may actually carry it out of the chotzer. So, in fact, giving it to him in his hand, the mashmos here is it's only lefonav in front of him, but putting it in his hand will be aser, because we are afraid that you put it in his hand and then he'll walk outside with it, in which case you did the akira and he carries it outside and makes the hanocha outside. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Elia Rabbah who is matir, because that's not your kavana, and then when the non-Jew ends up walking outside and carrying it, it's as if he's doing the akira, he's doing everything. And Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that you can be mekel. Now, what does it mean, lo'ochlon, dafka, if it's for the sake of eating? What he means is you don't give him a large amount that's too much to eat, and it becomes obvious that you're expecting him to carry out, because then it's also because of Marasayan, it looks as though you told him to carry on Shabbos. And the same thing goes for any object that a person doesn't eat. The only thing he has to do with it is really to take it out of there. That too would be awesome. Further, v'imnotlam v'yotzein is kokenlo. And if he then decides to walk out with it, that's not your issue. V'davke sheni yehudi b'chotzer. Aval ha'omed b'chutz u'poshet yado lufnim shiadu shiyotzienu. But if the non-Jew is standing outside, puts his hand into the chotzer, and you know he's about to take it out, so there the halacha is, olidin lo shach veitzim shader lootzir, like we just said, to give him objects that obviously he's going to carry out, that's osir. Afilu im omeid bifnim. Afilu im ach veitzim shalein Yehudi. Sharoa eni yodeh shach veitzim shalein Yehudi. So that if it's a matter of objects that you don't, that could be eaten in the chotzer, it's only osir of the non-Jew standing outside. If it's objects that you definitely do not use in the chutzner and he's going to be carrying them out, and even if the non-Jew is standing in the chutzner, the halacha is you can't give it to him because of maris ayin, because it looks, people don't know that it's a non-Jew's objects, they think that they're yours and you're telling him to carry. Hagav afilu b'yichad lo makom ebod yom yesh la'achmir, even if you set aside a place for this. So we're going to get back to this in a minute. We'll see whose chayfets were, whose objects we're talking about. What happens if the non-Jew was standing outside, putting his hand inside, and these are objects that belong to the non-Jew, we say that they were aser. What if the non-Jew was standing inside the chatzar, and there are objects belonging to the non-Jew? There the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mekel, because that's a double thing. That means people are gonna have to think that you told him to leave, even though he was standing inside the chatzar, and the objects are his. What is this Ramah talking about? The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about a non-Jew gives you a mashkom, and you set aside a separate place for it. And the non-Jew wants to come on Shabbos now and take his object. So there the halacha is still, so long as he gave it to you as a mashkin, it's like it belongs to the Jew, and therefore it would be also because of Marasayan.